Now, back to Sunday Conversations with your host, Jay Nash.
Welcome back to Sunday Conversations in partnership with the Atlanta Voice newspaper. I'm your host, Jay Nash, and thank you so much for joining us this morning. Our next guest, as I said, he is amazing. In fact, I think we're like really close friends at this point. We're both Pisces, and we're both originally from the Midwest. I have Mr. Walker Tisdale. He's the Director of Suicide Prevention at the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. How are you, Mr. Walker?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having me.
Perfect. Well, I'm excited to have you. All right, so let's talk. You know, this whole show is about suicide prevention, and Suicide Prevention Awareness Month is this month, and we just couldn't go out a month without spreading awareness to suicide prevention because it has affected families. It has affected our teens, all the adolescents. It has affected homelessness, veterans. It has affected so many people, including celebrities, within the last year.
Absolutely.
So, you know, I want to just talk all things suicide prevention with you because, again, you're the director and you know firsthand based on statistics what is going on specifically here in Georgia. Can you tell us more about what it is you do and how do you actually see the signs of suicide?
So at the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities, our suicide prevention program is really fortunate because we have some amazing professionals who are dedicated to preventing suicide around the state. And so we do that through a number of coalitions that we work with to build capacity in the community. We also do that through contracts and providing trainings to clinicians. And one of the most important parts we do is raising awareness, as you mentioned. In Georgia, you have on average a suicide death every 5 days.
Wow.
And
that's so high.
It is very high. And one of the things that is people don't necessarily think about in Georgia is that it is the suicide is the second leading cause of death for young people aged 10 to 14 and for those 25 to 34.
Why is that?
So there are a number of really high stressors that kind of converge like a perfect storm, if you will. Some of the warning signs, you know, people can have a preoccupation with death or suicide, but there can also be untreated and undertreated mental health diagnoses. Mm-hmm. And when those things are untreated, people can sometimes over-medicate with drugs and alcohol. They can sometimes have social isolation, specifically with young people. One of the things I say in Georgia and beyond, it really is not just a Georgia problem, but nowadays social media is so prevalent in a way that it wasn't 20, 30 years ago. And so you have young people who have 10, 15, 20,000 Facebook friends and two friends in real life.
Yeah.
And that social isolation is real. And so our young people, in my opinion, are probably more socially isolated on average than those two decades ago.
Our people, breaking that down, is that African Americans or overall just different ethnicities?
Overall different ethnicities, but specifically here in Georgia. But I do want to mention, because when you say specifically think about African Americans, suicide is also on the rise among African American youth. We are, our young people, African American young people, are outpacing their white counterparts with suicide death. And so yet we have another emerging health disparity.
Yeah.
You can count HIV, you can count STDs, you can count cancers, and now it looks like suicide is among it.
Wow, that's... I didn't even realize that. I didn't know, you know, just kind of piggybacking off our people. But I know as a director, everyone is your people, you know, when you're doing statistics like this. But that's something that's really important, especially with our young folks, especially with our young men and women as a whole. What can we do as parents? What can we do to support our kids simply because they're dealing with social media, you know, and it is on the rise. And so bullying, cyberbullying is huge. And then we're starting to see a lot of younger kids refer to drugs as it wasn't that way back when, you know, we were growing up. So it's what can us parents do to support our kids so we can get that number down? And I'm talking all ethnicities at this point.
Jay, I really appreciate the question. And let me say this. There's one thing I want to say in terms of for young people and parents of young people, but even grandparents or guardians. And I'm talking about my foster parents as well. If you have a young person in your home or you know a young person, they can be so susceptible vulnerable to trauma, to stress, and not have a mechanism to deal with it. So if you see something out of the ordinary with a young person, or an adult for that matter, but specifically with young people, if you see them suddenly withdrawn, if you see them suddenly not engaging in activities they once found joy in, mm-hmm. or maybe they have a shift in their behavior and their mood, ask a question. Ask them what's going on. Be persistent. Talk to them about what's happening in school. Check in on their social media accounts. And by all means, I'm going to ask everyone within the sound of my voice, take out your phone and program this number, because in Georgia, we are very fortunate to have a crisis access line. It's called the Georgia Crisis and Access Line. That number is 1-800-715-4225. And I want people to program that number into their phone so they have it in case they need it, so they don't have to fumble and search if they find themselves in a crisis and a young person or an adult needs help and then they don't know where to call. That number again, 1-800-715-4225, and you will be connected to a trained clinician. They will assess your crisis on the phone. They will come to your location. If it's not deemed to be a crisis worthy of them coming out, they will walk you through the next steps, and it's free of charge.
Oh, well, that's amazing. You know, you don't have to have insurance.
Correct.
To get help. A lot of that's, to me, I hear a lot of, I don't have insurance. Do you hear that often?
It is a barrier, because obviously, especially in this country, if you do have health insurance coverage, you are more likely to be above that safety net. But also here in the state of Georgia, we are fortunate to where we do have some safety net services. And so I'm a big promoter of the community service boards. There's a community service board in every county, every region, and they can contact them and find out what services are available, specifically around suicide screening, around getting referrals. We also work with three community service board sites around youth suicide prevention, in particular Highland Rivers Health, Advantage Behavioral Health Services, and Viewpoint Health. So if you are in their jurisdiction, they have specific services for youth suicide prevention for young people 10 to 24.
Okay, and usually those different providers are throughout Georgia in different counties as well.
That's correct.
So you can reach out to them. Where are these locations? Can they go to your website to find that?
That's dbhdd.ga.gov.
You guys, you're hearing it from the man himself, Mr. Walker Tisdale. He is telling us about suicide prevention. He's, you know, Walker, I'm really curious to know at this point, because, you know, we address the parent issues. What can parents do? So we're talking about that. But when we find a way to send our kids over to a counselor to seek help, how do the parents get involved with the counseling so we can find out what's going on? And I say that because our first guest was talking about, hey, sometimes doing group activities together and talking in those groups help you find more about what's going on with your children. Because, you know, for some reason, feel like we don't know. They feel like we've never gone through it before. They feel like they know everything. And so we're missing a lot of important things that are happening in our children's lives because they feel like they cannot relate to us, right? And so I'm just trying to find more about what more can the parents do in the counseling sessions to make sure that, hey, we're doing everything we can to provide the assistance that's needed for our child or our children.
And this is where I say it's important to get involved and to get yourself educated. It's very important to know what questions to ask so that you're not fumbling, because if that's half the battle right there.
Mm-hmm.
One thing is that I encourage all, this is a very innovative program called the APEX, and it's in different schools around the state, and we're trying to look at expanding that. But APEX program basically has clinicians inside, embedded in the schools to provide crisis intervention, ongoing counseling, so that they can prevent and identify signs of suicide or other substance abuse or behavioral health issues. It's a costly program, and so it's not in every school right now, but I would encourage parents to find out if your school has it. It's called the APEX program. And if they don't have it, talk to your principal about maybe how they can go about getting some services there. The other thing I'm a really big proponent of in terms of educating yourself and arming yourself with information, besides our state office at DBHDD, there is Mental Health America Georgia, which is also here, and they provide trainings, workshops, and technical assistance. You can call them and get some consultation by phone. There's also the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. They have chapters here in the state of Georgia. You can call them, or they have several walk activities. So if you wanted to do something in your community to kind of raise awareness, you can reach out to them. As well as there are Survivor of Suicide Group, and the Survivor of Suicide Groups are are very valuable. So for someone who has had an attempt and they want to recover from that, there are options for them in their communities too.
This is very important information, ladies and gentlemen, and this is why we're here. This is why Sunday Conversations is important, because we want to make sure that you're in the know and knowing what you can do to prevent suicide, prevent mental health, and not only that, have the resources. And Mr. Tisdale is giving us the resources. We'll be right back here on Sunday Conversation.
This is Walker Tisdale, Director of Suicide Prevention from the Georgia Department of Behavioral Health and Developmental Disabilities. Remember, a crisis has no schedule. Contact Georgia Crisis and Access Line at 1-800-715-4225.